Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today, I am excited that we are in Isaiah chapter 44, and also a shout out to my son, Aiden, whose birthday it is today. So happy birthday, Aiden, if you're listening. Yes, so we are in Isaiah chapter 44 in the New English translation of the Bible. It says this, "Now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord, the one who made you, said, the one who formed you in the womb and helps you. Don't be afraid, my servant Jacob, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on parched ground and cause streams to flow on the dry land. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your children. They will sprout up like a tree in the grass, like poplars beside channels of water. One will say, I belong to the Lord, and another will use the name Jacob. One will write on his hand, the Lord's, and use the name Israel. This is what the Lord, Israel's King, says, their protector, the Lord of heaven's armies. I am the first and I am the last. There is no God but me. Who is like me? Let him make his claim. Let him announce it and explain it to me, since I established an ancient people. Let them announce future events. Don't panic. Don't be afraid. Did I not tell you beforehand and decree it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God but me? There is no other sheltering rock. I know of none. All who form idols are nothing. The things in which they delight are worthless. Their witnesses cannot see. They recognize nothing, so they are put to shame. Who forms a god and casts an idol that will prove worthless? Look, all his associates will be put to shame. The craftsmen are mere humans. Let them all assemble and take their stand. They will panic and be put to shame. A blacksmith works with his tools and forges metal over the coals. He forms it with hammers. He makes it with his strong arm. He gets hungry and loses his energy. He drinks no water and gets tired. A carpenter takes measurements. He marks out an outline of its form. He scrapes it with chisels and marks it with a compass. He patterns it after the human form, like a well-built human being, and puts it in a shrine. He cuts down cedars and acquires a cypress or an oak. He gets trees from the forest. He plants a cedar, and the rain makes it grow. A man uses it to make a fire. He takes some of it and warms himself. Yes, he kindles a fire and bakes bread. Then he makes a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over that half he cooks meat. He roasts a meal and fills himself. Yes, he warms himself and says, ah, I am warm, as I look at the fire. With the rest of it, he makes a god, his idol. He bows down and worships it. He prays to it, saying, rescue me, for you are my God. They do not comprehend or understand, for their eyes are blind and cannot see. Their minds do not discern. No one thinks to himself, nor do they comprehend or understand and say to themselves, I burned half of it in the fire. Yes, I baked bread over the coals. I roasted meat and ate it. With the rest of it, should I make a disgusting idol? Should I bow down to dry wood? He feeds on ashes. His deceived mind misleads him. He cannot rescue himself, nor does he say, is this not a false god I hold in my right hand? Remember these things, O Jacob, O Israel, that you are my servant. I formed you to be my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I remove the guilt of your rebellious deeds as if they were a cloud, the guilt of your sins as if they were a cloud. Come back to me, for I protect you. Shout for joy, O sky, for the Lord intervened. Shout out, you subterranean regions of the earth. O mountains, give a joyful shout. You too, O forests and all you trees, for the Lord protects Jacob. He reveals his splendor through Israel. This is what the Lord, your protector, says, the one who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made everything, who alone stretched out the sky, who fashioned the earth all by myself, who frustrates the omens of the empty talkers and humiliates the omen readers, who overturns the counsels of wise men and makes their advice seem foolish, who fulfills the oracles of his prophetic servants and brings to pass the announcements of his messengers, who says about Jerusalem, she will be inhabited, and about the towns of Judah, they will be rebuilt. Her ruins I will raise up, who says to the deep sea, be dry, I will dry up your sea currents, who commissions Cyrus, the one I appointed as shepherd, to carry out all my wishes and to decree concerning Jerusalem, she will be rebuilt, and concerning the temple, it will be reconstructed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, it's amazing to me, and I can be super judgmental about people fashioning an idol out of wood or clay or stone or metal, but we do it here in our culture as well. We're constantly fashioning things that we worship, or we look for things outside of you that we can place our allegiance or our hope in. Please forgive us, Lord. Help us to be logical about this and to realize that you who made it all are the one who deserves to be worshiped. We are to worship the one who created it, not the things that he created. And so, Lord, forgive us for thinking that there's another way outside of you that we can find joy and fulfillment in life. Lord, for those who feel like they can't be rebuilt, I just thank you so much that you are a repairer of the breach and a rebuilder of the broken. And so, Lord, I pray that this year would be a year of rebuilding, Lord, on the rubble of last year. But in that rubble, Lord, maybe it's that our idols fell down face forward, just like some of the idols, I think it was in Dagon, I can't remember the name of the idol that fell down before the Ark of the Lord. That's what's happening. And so I thank you for 2020, and I thank you that it showed us what wasn't going to help us. And in the midst of that rubble, I pray we would find your foundation, that solid rock on whom we can build our lives. Lord, you are the one who created it all. You are worthy of our worship. Redirect our thoughts and our minds today. And in our brokenness, we cry out to you, Abba, Father. You are a father who takes delight in your children, and you have enabled us to become children of God. And for that, I am so grateful. Jesus, I love you. And please search my heart and see if there's any hurtful way, and lead me in the way everlasting. And of course, I pray that for those listening today too. Search our hearts and find out if there's idolatry there, Lord. Search our hearts and find out if there are places where we're worshiping the created rather than the creator. And yet, Lord, I know that when you convict us of sin, it's not this pervasive sadness that comes over us. It's this conviction with hope that there will be better days ahead and that you will bring victory in our lives. And so I thank you for that ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos by my friend Grace Fox. This is a bite-sized devotional of 90 days. So if you're walking through pain and worry and stress, this is a really great devotional for you because it's short, but it's pithy, and it's got scripture and a prayer and a thought and a quote from someone. And this is also a really great gift that you can give someone in the new year, someone who's struggling. And again, this is just a 90-day devotional, so it's a good 3-month devotional to help you work through some of your stress and chaos and all the things that are happening. So Grace, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you are interested in sponsoring Pray Every Day like Grace has, you can email my assistant at newsletter@marydemuth.com and she'll get you started. Hey, thanks so much for listening, and I pray that today is a day that you do understand that you are a child of God and beautifully loved.